I'm nowhere near 65 years old, but I know people that are on 62, 63, 64, 65 years. And it's quite an interesting discussion whenever you chat with them about retirement and how it feels to be 65. And it's always amazing at how full of life they are. Because you think, because you're in your 30s, that when you're 65, whew, maybe you'll be feeling tired. But people say, no, I'm feeling fantastic. I'm feeling ready for life. Joining me on the line, Hillary Henderson. A very good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Avs. Good morning to the listeners. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. To you listening at home, by the way, it's 48 minutes past four. Hillary Henderson is a life coach and author of 7 questions to answer before you turn 65. If you're sitting at home and you are 65, you're close to 65, or you're 40, you're 30, you're 20, you're 15. Okay, we'll cut it at 15, Hillary, right? Let's ask, what are some of the questions that you need to ask before you turn 65? Give me a call. What are some of those questions that you've asked yourself? 021-446-0567. Hillary, about the book, first of all, can you tell us a little bit more?
Yeah, I'll give you an outline of the 7 questions. The first one is, where do I want to live when I'm old and frail? Because I feel very strongly that if you're going to downscale, you must do it while you're still strong and healthy, because when you're 85, moving boxes and things like that is not a great idea. So think about that. If you want to move into a retirement village, you need to put your name on a list when you're in your 50s, in some cases, at least 60 in a lot of cases. Then we look at how to turn your retirement capital, your investment capital, into a steady income. You need to decide whether you're going to do living annuities, life annuities. You need to visit a financial planner to discuss that. Then what can you do to supplement your income? 6% of South Africans can afford to retire on their retirement income and maintain the standard of living they had when they were working. So you're probably going to have to look at alternatives. Most of us are looking at ways to supplement our income, flexible part-time jobs, things that I'm doing life coaching. It's part-time and it's something that I really enjoy and it supplements my retirement income. Then what do you do about your health? You need to make sure you maintain your health, stay fit, stave off the chronic illnesses as long as you possibly can, and then structuring your life to give it purpose and building a new social network. When you're working, you need enough friends for the odd evening during the week and over the weekends. Now you are unemployed 24/7. You're going to need a lot more friends and people who can have coffee with you at 11 o'clock in the morning who are not working.
Hillary, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking to myself, you know, someone who writes a book like this is not someone who hasn't lived through these questions that they would be asking in a book like this. So, I mean, taking it back to you and looking back at your life, just give us an idea. Who is Hillary Henderson and what brought about the writing of this book?
As I started my life out as an occupational therapist and I worked in the psychiatric wards at Groote Schuur for on and off for about 10 years. And taught at UCT. And then I became an entrepreneur. I did an MBA and I became an entrepreneur and I started off, my first business was a guest house, which I opened in very bravely in 1993, believing South Africa was going to fly. And I had a lovely time. Since then I've done all sorts of odds and ends. I tried to get a mushroom factory going with exotic mushrooms. I ran an NGO, and then suddenly at 60, I found myself unemployed. I hadn't planned to retire at 60, and I had to do a big life rethink, and someone suggested that I do life coaching, and that made a lot of sense to me, having started my life out as an occupational therapist. I still think as an occupational therapist. I look at quality of life, and I thought, yeah, if I'm going to be a life coach in the retirement space, I really need to understand it. And I went on to the internet and I found that all the articles were about financial planning. And I thought, no, there's much more to retirement than financial planning. It's all about a new identity. I mean, the day you walk out of work, you can no longer say, I'm a radio host. You're now a pensioner. It's a completely different identity. And structuring one's time. If you don't have something to get you out of bed in the morning, it's very difficult. I've been in that space. You know, you lie in bed and you think, gosh, it's a long way to 5 o'clock. How am I going to fill in the time? So it's all about getting a purpose, getting a structure to your life that's going to get you out of bed in the morning. And so that's why I decided that writing the book would help me understand retirement much better. And help me understand what my clients are going through.
If you're joining us on the show this morning, it is 52 or 53 minutes past four. I'm joined on the line by Hilary Henderson, life coach and author of the book, 7 Questions to Answer Before You Turn 65. And she was just talking to us about her life and, I mean, some of her experiences that she's gone through. And one that I've just, you know, you caught me off guard with that one, Hilary, where you're saying, you know, you wake up and you're thinking to yourself, it's a long, long way till 5 o'clock. What do I do with my time? I mean, I get that now. Excuse me. In that, whenever, as young as I am, you always think that when you are 65, you've figured out life. You know, you've got an understanding. And once you turn 65, all you want is to relax. And what I'm getting from you then is that that's not the case. Is all of a sudden it's a whole different change in life. And so, with that in mind, though, is that the sort of outlook that you want your reader to get from the book, that, you know, you're not alone, and this thing, if you do it right, can work?
Absolutely. I'm finding retirement one of the most exciting periods of my life. But there's a lot of literature around now saying that many of us are going to live to 100. So if you retire at 65, you could have 30 to 35 years. You've only worked for 40, 45 years. You could have 30 to 35 years to fill in. And most of us at 65, I'm 63, most of us at 65 are hale and hearty and healthy, and are not ready to sit back and relax beside the pool and do those kinds of things. We want to keep active, and we certainly want to keep our minds active. And we've got a lot of skills to give back. I'm also part of a venture that is looking at helping people. We call ourselves Reinvent Me. We're looking at a chance to reinvent yourselves, to go back into the workplace. For example, if you're a CEO, it's very difficult for you to find a job as a CEO at 65, but you may have specific skills that you can go in and help middle management with on a part-time basis. Most of us don't want to work 60 hours a week. We've been there. We've done that. I'm loving the fact that I only work certain days a week and only work a certain amount of time in the week. But I earn, because I don't need to earn a full income, I'm supplementing my income.
Now, Hilary, very, very quickly, how do we get a hold of your book? In what stores is it in?
It's available on my website. And my website is www.newhorizons, spelled newhorizons.co.za.
Hilary, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, and please do have yourself a fantastic weekend.
I will do, Abs. You too.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Hilary Henderson, life coach and author of the book, 7 Questions to Answer Before You Turn 65.